This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, why is change so hard?
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Why is change so hard? This seems especially true for construction. Change is the biggest issue the construction industry faces. Why are people in construction so bullheaded? They are some of the most stubborn and headstrong people. This starts at a young age. As children, we have fewer external experiences to draw from. This restricted resource limits our view. And this is why young people think they already know everything. This narrow perspective then becomes our standard, and we see no reason to change. I think this is why resistance to change is so prevalent in construction. We're like little kids that started out working for someone. We learned how they did things by watching them. And this is why when we start our own construction business, we think we already know everything. I was a dreamer at an early age. I had big ideas and plans for my life. A part of this dream was to have a big, successful construction company. I was going to build great things. So I worked for a few different self-employed contractors and then started my own construction company because I already knew everything. As I grew up and those dreams weren't happening as I had envisioned, I became disillusioned. I gave up on those dreams and accepted that they were just that, dreams. This is when the grind of life sets in. It was disappointing to accept this is all there is. It was frustrating just plodding along day after day, feeling stuck with no way out. Then one day I was smacked upside the head and had a life-changing wake-up call. In December of 2012, I was literally hit upside the head with a board, among other things. We were installing wafer board boxing on the wall of a second-floor addition. I was standing on a plank approximately 8 feet above the ground when it broke. Fortunately, I don't remember any of this ordeal from the time I was measuring until I woke up in the hospital 3 days later. Based on what I was told by the guys that were there when I fell, I hit my head on one of the ladders, then on the concrete slab, and then the board hit me on the head. It sure is good that I have a hard head. Seriously, I was fortunate that I came away from this accident with only a concussion. The point of telling you this is that it caused me to reevaluate what I was doing and how I was doing it. This incident made me aware that something was wrong, and if things were going to change, I needed to change it. As I was looking to understand what was going on, I began to read. The more information I gathered, the more I learned about what needed to change. One of the first books I read was The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. This book teaches 7 fundamental decisions for creating a successful life. It gives you a front row seat for a man's journey that changes his life. In the book, David Ponder lost his job and his will to live. He supernaturally travels throughout time, visiting historical figures such as Abraham Lincoln, King Solomon, Anne Frank, and more. Each visit yields a decision for success that will change his life if he implements them. This book showed me that I, like David Ponder, had a choice. Was I going to keep doing things the way I had been, or was I going to do something different? I decided to change and do something different. When we're young, we think we have all the time we need. There's no need to think about the future. We'll get around to that someday. Then one day we wake up and realize life has flown by and we haven't done the things we wanted to. You don't have to wait until you're smacked in the head to make changes. I made changes to my life and my business. People who knew me before and after can see the improvement. Change is a choice, and you can choose to change. If you change nothing, nothing will change. If you're in construction and would like to learn more about some of the changes I made and how you can make those same changes, check out Solutions for Building a Better Construction Business. You can also check out our business building tools and trainings or schedule a free 30-minute construction company consultation to learn more. Check out the link below in the description.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.